as a fellow young quarterback, and when you look at Trent Edwards, I mean, do you sort of admire some of the strides that he's taken out there in Buffalo?
He's done a great job, and he's won a lot of games out there, and he continues to progress. And even from last year, I think his first playing time was against us, and I thought he did a great job last year, and he continues to get better, and I'm always impressed with the way Trent's played.
You guys have a stretch of these three straight AFC East games coming up last year. At this time, you know, you guys were running away with it. Have you thought much at all about why it's closer this year in this division?
No, it just is, and we're in a tight race, and we're going to take it one game at a time. This one's a big one this week, and if we can hopefully go out there and put out a good performance and get a win, that'll set the tone.
Josh, earlier in the week, talked about how you did a really good job this week of last week of getting rid of the ball and avoiding some pressure, some sacks. Talk about the development there and how much more comfortable you're feeling every week.
Well, that was just part of the game plan. We knew that they had a good rush last week, and so part of the game plan was to go out and get the ball out quick and go through the reads, and if you didn't have anything downfield was to get the ball to the backs, and we were able to do a good job last week. And whatever the game plan calls for, that's what we try to accomplish, and we were able to execute that well last week.
Any comfort not having to face Aaron Scoble? Been a noted sacker of Tom Brady in the past. Any comfort not having to see him across?
Well, he's a great player, and we've got a lot of respect for him around here, and he's played well against us throughout the years. And so, unfortunately for him, he's got an injury right now, and everybody wishes that, you know, I'm sure for their sake, that he was healthy, and nobody likes to see anybody not play because of injury, but we have a lot of respect for him.
How good is this Buffalo team?
They're a very good team. They play well on defense. They run around. They give you a lot of different looks. Offensively, they're playing well. They've got a lot of great skill players. They've got some good running backs. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we've got to have a good week of practice and be ready to go come Sunday.
Are you pleased with how the offense has progressed and evolved since the first week with you and the things you're starting to do now and how you've progressed?
I'm happy to see that we're having some production on offense. I think that we've got a lot of work to do, but I do think that we're growing as an offense, and I think the guys are stepping up and making some pretty big plays, and we've got to continue to do that if we're going to be successful down these next 8 games.
How much does it help to having your offensive line back intact?
They're doing a great job, and they continue to push themselves each and every week, and they did a great job last week, and hopefully we can maintain that throughout the rest of the year.
What's been the most surprising thing to you in your first 8 games?
Surprising? It's hard to say. You know, every week there's something new. There's a new challenge that comes about. For me, obviously, from week 1 to week 8, it's a much different challenge. Week 2 and 3, you're trying to gather yourself and kind of understand what your role is and grow into that leadership role. And now it's more we've kind of defined that aspect, and now we're moving forward as an offense and trying to get better each and every week. So every week there's new challenges, and now that I know that what my role is and how to kind of approach week in and week out, I feel that we can work on other things.
In the last couple of weeks, you guys said, you know, San Diego and Indy felt like a division game. How does this week feel that it's actually a division game?
It's a huge game for us. I mean, we're fighting for first place here, so I'm sure there'll be a great atmosphere there on Sunday, and we're all looking forward to it, and we'll be up for the challenge.
What about the rhythm in the running game? It seems like you guys are getting one with Ben Jarvis and Kevin, especially last week. Talk about the continuation of that.
Those guys have done a great job, and they've stepped up and they fulfilled that role, and we've had some injuries there, but they continue to step up and continue to run the ball hard, and that's what we're going to need.
Wes Welker, 53 catches, I think is third in the league. Have you done anything with him specifically just to build a chemistry?
Not really. I just tell him to get open and try to throw him the ball because he does a great job, and he continues to work hard, and he's a guy that is definitely a reliable guy when you're out there and you see him, and his work ethic actually shows up on Sunday. You really see that. So we just got to continue to do that, and when he's open, throw him the ball.
It looks like you guys are running a variation of a wildcat. We talked to Josh a little bit about this the other day. Any interest in catching passes as opposed to throwing?
Whatever they say, you know, it's up to Josh and Bill when it comes down to that. So I don't design the plays. I just try to go out there and execute them.
What was your thought when you were lined up out wide there?
I mean, throw me the ball, right? Throw me the ball. I was waving the hand. I thought he was going to give me the rock. No, but, you know, it's that was the formation. That was what the play called for, so.